to win any time, I suppose, a championship one, an Ulster championship one, we always value. I suppose for plenty of years coming as a fan, we always struggled to win Ulster championship games, so I suppose to get out there and to get another one was good. It's always going to be difficult. I think in the first half, Cavan started really strongly, and I think by half time we had tried to wrestle things to wrestle to a draw. Might have been able to maybe go on ahead at half time, but just lucky they wrestled it to a draw, and I suppose we just managed to get ahead in the second half for the first time, and the goals then probably were the big scores, you know. So yeah, glad to get in, but we know ourselves, big mountain ahead now in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, you really started to click, and you were getting some great scores, especially at the start of that second half, and then the last 10 minutes or so, you really came into your own.
We just knew, I suppose, if we had a kept, we stayed calm. I suppose the first half, there was a lot of turnovers, wides, first four shots. We just knew if we stayed patient, try to keep at what we were doing, eventually we would start to open up. And yeah, that was that. And I suppose defending-wise, we started to get a few more turnovers too, which always helps. And yeah, that was that. And it was a good chance. I suppose a couple of boys coming on off the bench started to be a bit dangerous. And those two goals, as you say, like, were the big scores in the game.
And is that the difference, having those lads to come off the bench and make that impact? Because that really made a massive difference.
70-minute plus game now, it's just huge. Like, you know, the intensity is played at. It was very, very, very warm day out there too. It was all tough going. It was up and down that pitch. And yeah, to have a bit of quality coming off is always huge. And I think they contributed quite well. Keel McGonigal came in there. It's great to see him back after missing so much of the league. And he came in and contributed handsomely to it and really kind of drove us forward.
And you have to look forward to an Ulster final. You have either Derry or Monaghan.
Yeah, exactly. Two teams. I think all of us in Ulster are so familiar with each other. Two teams we've been very familiar with down throughout the years. And yeah, that's going to be a cracking game next week. But yeah, in terms of our own house and getting our own house in order, we need to recover from this, go up through the levels now over the next couple of weeks, and find it now ahead of another Ulster championship, you know.
And lastly, just here in Clonus, there was really great buzz. You could really feel that it was championship. I was just walking through Clonus earlier today, and you could just really feel that buzz. It must be nice to play out there with all the crowd.
Yeah, get back here. It's been a few years. We were very fortunate to always nearly be here maybe once a year at a quarter final or semi final or a final stage. It's been a good few years since we've been here, but yeah, without a doubt, it's a cracking venue. It's a great buzz around the town, bus coming in, and it's just even venue wise and pitch wise, it's right up there with the best of them. And I suppose to come out to the victory, it's even better again, you know.